Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are going to lead off with a gent that really doesn't need any introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway just because it's the polite thing to do. He is the head of Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill.
All right, now tell me about this bald eagle. For those of you who follow Super Dave on at @sdave_Harrington on Instagram, you may have seen him the other day catching a bald eagle, or maybe the bald eagle is catching you. I don't know how it's working out, but I mean, it's an interesting meeting between you two.
Right. Actually, Thunder is the bird's name, belongs to a buddy of mine, Tracy Hickman, and he is a falconer, or, you know, he hunts with birds of prey.
Right.
And he's very adept at it, but he's also, that specific eagle is a southern eagle, not as big as the northerns, but she was abused or something, shot, hit behind the, hit in the head, but behind the eye, and she's blind in that, her right eye. And she's non, she can't fly because of it. So Tracy basically took her under his wing and cares for her. And he asked me if, you know, I would mind if he brought Thunder out to the berm, because he didn't want to leave her, you know, at home. But told him, no, man, bring her on out.
Right.
The ninja assassin Peacock was extremely upset with the whole thing. You know, that's his territory, and but more to follow. It was an enjoyable experience, man. A couple of nice pictures. You know, he allowed me to take some hero pictures with her, and she was very calm. I took her a little bit to get her to settle down once I initially, you know, got her on my arm.
Right.
But she's just been cooped up in the crate for a little while, you know.
But now,
she had to get it out of her system.
The Ninja Peacock.
Right.
Is the Ninja Peacock yours?
No, that's my buddy James, the property owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a Ninja Peacock. Everybody needs one if they're very young.
I'll tell you what, man. He raised that thing from a little egg. And it's amazing the working relationship he has with the bird. But from the day I set my first foot on the property, that bird, for some reason, you know, doesn't like me, man. Or there's something about me that, you know, challenges his realm. And he constantly is out to ninja me every opportunity he gets.
Now, one thing I got to tell you.
My awareness around him, I'm done.
I wanted to ask you this because I'm really curious as to how you kept this up. Because when I had open heart surgery, and they split my chest, it really took me about 3 years to get to, and still to this day, I still have trouble getting any sort of gain or size when I lift.
Right.
And I mean, you've got a shoulder injury right now, but you're sporting some guns. I knew you had some stuff, but I mean, you know, I'm looking at.
Well, the thing is, you know, I can function. My shoulder's tore up. You know, I got a full layer tear of the rotator cuff, a hole torn in the top of the rotator cuff, and my left bicep's partially detached. But over time, it's an old injury. Over time, I comped it out. Plus, remember, I was taking that Celebrex, which right. allowed me to, you know, deal with the pain. But now it's simply a matter of pain whenever I move the wrong way.
Right, right, right.
Until I get it fixed.
So what is the wrong way, like doing anything on a rotational basis up and down?
Yeah, just whenever it, to the whenever side. It wants to.
Yeah.
No specific thing.
Yeah, yeah. I totally get that part of it. I was just wondering about that. I'm thinking about. I bought some exercise bands. You ever worked out with those?
Only for physical therapy stuff, but they will smoke you. I know that.
Well, I was thinking with some of the exercises that you do, right? Even though it's a mm-hmm. different, I wonder how good it would be if you're like working on a draw.
It would be excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Dig this. If you don't, do you use light dumbbells?
I don't now. I have in the past. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Right. Use a 2-pound dumbbell. Then go to a 5, but no more than a 10. No more than a 10-pound dumbbell. If you stand there with a dumbbell in your hand, you know, standing upright, hands by your side, dumbbell in your primary dumbbell hand, mimic the draw stroke with that dumbbell.
Right.
Mirror and mimic the exact movement of your draw stroke and rep it out. And, you know, do both sides. But you would be surprised at how much smoother and controlled your draw stroke will be. Just by strengthening that action.
Right.
You're involving all of the muscles involved in getting the pistol into action from the holster, but you're, you know, of course, doing it under, what, twice the weight? 2-3 times the weight?
Right.
So, you know, you allow for a little conditioning. You know, start light, but don't go any heavier than 10. And you'll be surprised.
It just gave me this is the way my mind works. When you were talking about that, I was just trying to think of how we could design a weight system that would pull from a holster and rotate, but the weight would still stay in the same position, like it would be rotating freely, like on ball bearings, for you to stick it out there in front and everything and go through that whole stroke like that. I'll have to have a chat with some welders.
I'll tell you the cool thing, the idea that I had is just take, you know how we make blue guns or red guns or whatever color dummy gun you want?
Right.
Make weighted guns. Or exactly what we're talking about, the different various exercises that you can perform with a weighted gun. You know, at a slower pace, slower speed, for the muscular conditioning.
Right.
But, you know.
I want to build something that we can sell, though. You know, that's what I'm saying. I want to have a Super Dave line of weighted guns so we can get out there and front where you're going. Hi, I'm Super Dave. You want to draw like me, lightning fast? Bruce Lee blushes when he sees me draw. Buy the Super Dave weighted gun. You know, that kind of thing. I'll voice it.
I know, man. The thing about it is, I don't know, man. You pointed out, I'm just not like that, dude. I can't blow my own horn. I'm not into that.
We'll have to have a chat about that. We're coming up on the first break. Hang on a minute. I got to blow your horn for you. So, Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. That's where everything begins. You got to look there if you want to look at his classes, whatever's coming up, his schedule. Also, you can find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. Also on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington. And on Instagram, if you want to see the picture of the Eagles and the Ninja Peacock, SDave_Harrington. That's on Instagram. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. We live right now in a sort of an interesting time where they're, you know, threatening violence against Supreme Court justices and such. It's a crazy thing. And on the periphery, I could see where a lot of people might get swept up into certain things that might erupt in the name of peaceful protest. So, Dave, if you are somewhere just minding your business, just being Super Dave, Maybe you're out shopping for some ninja peacock feed. I don't know. Whatever it is, you're just minding your own business. And all of a sudden, in front of you, unfolds a non-telegraphed mass event where it's going to go sideways really quick. You can already tell it because they're setting things on fire and beating people with sticks and everything else like that. All that fun, peaceful protesting stuff. You're in a crowd. What should the
Am I by myself?
Yes, you are by yourself.
Okay, cool. Then, basically, from a standpoint of being in real time, being tactically alert, I would be aware of the closest available cover would be. If I could work my way there, I would.
Right.
But the first thing that comes to mind would be just to hunker down and kind of let things play out a little bit and, you know, kind of see which direction things are going to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm totally against being a lemming, doing anything just because somebody else is doing it. That's out.
Right.
Brings me to a very sharp statement. Freedom from thought allows for freedom of action.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
So from a standpoint of, you know, the whole fight or flight syndrome thing, my first emphasis to self is going to be remain calm. You know, remain calm so I can rationally think through what is happening in front of me. You know what I mean?
I do.
And there's a lot of things that go into the play of the problem there. You got to trust your vision. You know, understand that, you know, what you're seeing, yes, is actually happening. A lot of people that just have not been, you know, exposed to a high level of violence. But you've also got to take other factors into consideration, man. If explosives are involved, there's going to be secondary projectiles and glass, and there's going to be beyond, you know, the epicenter of the event, the KIAs involved, you're going to have a tremendous amount of wounded people or people that need help. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm just going to bolt out of a sense of self-preservation. You know, if I can find some, remain calm, find some cover, hunker down, kind of give it a few minutes to kind of see which direction things are going to go, that would be the best thing I could do for myself.
Right. So I guess when you were talking about that no thinking thing, that's sort of an empty-minded sort of a. I mean, that's the way the samurai used to think. I find that, and I like it.
Oh yeah, I just went straight to the core issue.
Yeah,
I bypassed everything to that point. Yes, the takes quite a bit of, you know, training, practice, rehearsing, conditioning. Your mental position, your physical ability. There's so many things that go into the play of that problem. Ultimately, you know, I put emphasis on encouraging, you know, during a training gig or whenever I have an opportunity to work with people, you know, I always encourage freedom of thought and freedom of action. But it's a rare opportunity that I run into somebody that actually understands the progression of freedom of thought and freedom of action to freedom from thought allows freedom of action.
It's very economic because you're not cluttering your mind with a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter right now. There's a lot of things that do matter, and you are certainly taking those into consideration and digesting them and but at the same time you're not like my pot roast is going to burn that I've had in the crock pot all day long.
Oh no, No, you should only be concerned with what is taking place immediately in front of you.
Right.
Your training and conditioning in respect to how you collect information, whether it's visually, audibly, through the verbal, if somebody's given directions or whatever.
Right.
How do you process information? How do you collect information? How do you prioritize it? What's most important to you at that point in time? It very well could be you could be acting out of pure survival instinct. You know what I mean?
I do.
But the cool thing is that you're acting, that you are doing something. You're actively involved. You follow me? Doing nothing will get you killed just as quickly as doing the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yeah, you have to sort of the economy of thought part. I mean, that's, and we don't have time to get into this, but I'd be very interested to know if you actually try to teach that when you're doing your classes. But and you can tell us in the next segment, because I do want to hear about this. But I mean, it's a very hard concept for most people to understand because.
What do you want me to do? Expand on it or something?
Well, expand on it when we get back.
Okay, cool.
Expand on it. But I mean, to give an example, most people recoil when they see somebody really badly injured, and yet people, even hardened people, will recoil at certain injuries, and yet they will get down and they'll start rendering that trauma care that they have to, and. Witnessing the result of violence firsthand is shocking to some people in a lot of cases.
Right.
And it's that economy of thought that makes the difference between somebody who starts doing a little thinking and moving and shooting and communicating versus somebody just sort of stands there frozen in place, just waiting to get tagged by a round. Right? So you hang on for me. Super Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. This is about gunfighting, for the most part. Dave does compete, but he primarily teaches gunfighting. Gunfighting is, and all of the best gunfighters never get in gunfights because of that's how the training works. Super Dave is exemplary at this type of stuff. Everybody raves about his classes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News.
A newly signed bill in Florida is highlighting the horrors of communism and drawing attention to those who've died at the hands of such regimes. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes, and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight of this discredited ideology.
Pfizer is growing. The company said on Tuesday it will pay $11.6 billion to buy Biohaven Pharmaceutical Holding Company. Pfizer is rolling the dice on its ability to boost sales of the top-selling pill in a new class of migraine drugs. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden offered vague solutions on Tuesday to curb the nation's worst inflation in 40 years.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
Biden's inflation plan includes lowering the cost of everyday goods by repairing infrastructure, efforts to lower the cost of child care, and lower housing costs by building more homes. Michigan voters will get a say on term limits. On Tuesday, the Michigan legislature voted to put a constitutional amendment on November's ballot to revise the state's legislative term limits law and require state elected officials to disclose their personal financial information. If passed, the amendment would let lawmakers serve up to 12 years entirely in one chamber. The initiative also requires top-level politicians to file annual financial disclosure reports starting in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. We were just discussing something called the, in the martial arts, I refer to it as the empty mind. This is where you begin to start reacting to what you see, to the stimuli you see in front of you. And the... In the gunfighting world and the tactical world, this is something that, like in the martial arts world, it is helpful if you do train to do this kind of stuff. Do you think that's a prerequisite for this? I mean, does this have to be somebody that's pretty well drilled?
Wow. It's kind of, what I'm talking about is kind of a byproduct of the entire scope of your training.
Right.
Okay? Your training has to be very well balanced out. But who determines that? You see what I mean?
Right.
So check this out. I'm going to tell you how to figure it out for yourself.
I like this. All right, let's go.
Okay. In the service, we had what we call the Mission Essential Task List. Or the medal, okay? Mission Essential Task List. So you identify what is a mission essential task, okay? Is it whatever to do with firearms, you know? Of course, there's a bunch of individual topics and everything that you spec out, right?
Right.
But just for the sake of conversation, you've got it all specced out. Tactics, techniques, procedures, standard operating procedures. You've got all this figured out, and you know it. You know it. You understand it. You're able to apply it 100% of the time. Then, based on, reaching that level of proficiency, as you continue, now keep in mind, you've got your training, practice, and rehearsals broken down into two working categories, okay? Strict marksmanship and then combat marksmanship.
Right.
And within each category, everything is, you know, prioritized accordingly and worked on in an overlapping manner. It's not, I don't want people to think that, you know, just because you get, you know, bring your marksmanship skills up to level whatever, level X, then you no longer focus on improving your marksmanship ability because now you're a gunfighter and, you know, your sole focus is combat marksmanship. That's not how it works. Okay, you should always strive to be as well-rounded, you know, a shooter as possible. You can only be as well-rounded as what you know and understand tactically about applying what you know with your weapons and whatnot. But coming back to the mission essential task list, you've got to make sure that if it's a standalone task, cool. If it's mutually supporting for something else, because you know how it works. If you try to describe something, it may seem to be a simple task, but within the description of the task are other implied tasks. Right?
Right.
So you got to make sure all that filters out and nothing is lost in translation, so to speak. But coming back to your original point in respect to freedom from thought allows for freedom of action, that's legit. That came out of the S-Dave think tank just the other day.
Right.
But I've been mulling over it for quite a bit. But the product, to answer, I believe this would finally be the answer to your question, original question, that statement, and in support of encouraging freedom of thought and freedom of action throughout or over the duration of a training gig, the cool thing about it is you actually do less. It's not doing more. It's doing quality, doing high quality.
Right.
And I've got what I refer to as VDA, which is vision, decision, action. Okay, it's kind of a mode.
Right.
Kind of like being switched on. The moment you switch on, the only thing that you're doing is, you know, you're collecting 90% of your intel visually. But it's vision, decision, action. And that is where you should go mentally in order to, you know, balance out your immediate circumstances, being caught like you described earlier. You know what I mean?
Right.
Find you some good cover, hunker down, kind of give it a few minutes to play out, kind of see, you know, kind of like which direction things are going to go. And basically you're processing information at speed, or what I would like to describe as processing information at combat speed, because combat speed is the amount of time it's going to take you to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it based on what you know and understand about being prepared, and are you prepared at that specific moment in time.
Right.
I mean, you can be, you know, I know some very accomplished shooters that are just phenomenal, but it's like golf to them. You know what I mean? The only time they carry a gun or shoot is when they're competing.
Right.
But otherwise, they don't even own a carry gun. It's like a sport to them. It's golf, which is fine. I mean, that's their choice. Cool.
Right.
But coming back on point, you can be, you know, G.I. Joe, but if you get caught without the requisite gear, or you get caught unawares or off balance, you pay the price. That's why they call it an ambush.
Right.
Ambushes work.
Well, the whole thing with it, I guess, and when we were in the military, when I was in the military, when in basic training especially, the thing that they tried to teach us that we finally caught on to was that when they would say, okay, you got 2 minutes to break this weapon down and then put it back together. Actually, it'd be 2 minutes to break it down and 2 minutes to put it back together. And that doesn't sound like a whole lot of time until you realize that's a whole lot of time.
Right.
Because most of us got so good, we could break it down in 40 seconds.
Right.
And, you know, and they kept telling us, you don't have to worry about this because you know what you're doing and you got plenty of what? Time. So learning to, and that's a very unique military thing, like jumping out of an airplane. It's all about steps and making sure that you've gone off of that METL list, which is basically a checklist of everything you've got going on. It's basically, that's something you can apply to the entire military experience, and that's why it makes it easier for a military person to pick up certain things than other people, I guess, because we have this beaten into our thick skulls. Hang on for a minute, if you would, please, sir. Super Dave, you can follow him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. I would hardly endorse that, simply because you can get from time to time, you get a little 5-minute seminar. You'll see some of the clips from Trigger Time TV, where Dave is the host of Trigger Time TV. So, I mean, go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington. When you're trying to explain this to students, this whole empty-minded, give it a second, let it, don't react until you have something to react to. You know what it is you're reacting to. There's like a light. Do you see a light turn on over the head, or what happens with it?
And definitely, I see the light come on if I'm looking in their eyes, because you can see that spark of comprehension. Oh, that's what you mean.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like, here's an analogy. It's kind of like, just because you're looking for something doesn't mean you're going to see it. You understand what I mean?
I do.
I mean, there's some information you have to have first. You know, one, you have to know what you're looking for. And, you know, it'd be nice to know what it looked like so you could recognize it if you see it. But more importantly, what time is this supposed to transpire? You see what I mean? So those are three key elements to looking in order to see. So in respect to training and conditioning yourself to deliver the effective firing solution to an unknown and complex shooting problem to begin with, you can understand the measurement of combat speed in respect to what you know and understand, and can visually gather, prioritize, and decide, and take action, the appropriate action. You see what I mean? And it takes me just to break it down and explain that process, that thought process, takes much more time than it ever would to simply act on what it is you see taking place. And there's a certain amount of, you know, people are desensitized to an extent from violence and have been for quite a while, but our culture is violence. I mean, human nature is violence.
Yep.
Period. Yeah.
I think
ourselves with violence.
Yeah. One thing I mean to point out as well is that when I say we're talking about an empty-minded concept, right, whereby you start assessing, that doesn't mean you're not thinking. You're never standing there and not considering things. What you're actually doing is you're like Dave was talking about, if something unfolds in front of you, go find some cover. You don't have to draw your weapon, right?
Well, it may be warranted. I mean, you may.
If it is warranted, yes.
A protective posture.
Yes, if it is warranted, yes. Yes. And the only way to decide that is to by making an assessment as you are doing things. Now, and I'm gathering just from what you've said that there's never going to be a moment where this unfolds in front of you to where you're just sort of sitting there going, well, I'm caught flat-footed. What should I do now? You're actually going to be looking around. You're going to be looking where the things are happening. At the same time, you're going to be looking around like in a shopping mall. I'm always looking for one of those access tunnels in a shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're always out there on the sales floor.
Something very important here that I'd like to point out. You spoke to it a couple times, but I want to expand on it.
Yeah.
When you say, you know, caught, when you get caught, like ambushed.
Right.
Okay, think about this. How much counter-ambush training do you have? And I'm not talking about, you know, the G.I. Joe thing in the woods and all that. However, I'm talking about mentally. How many times are you mentally ambushed every day? You know, you've got a plan. You're executing your plan. Everything is going smooth. And then you've got a 50-meter pop-up target. What are you going to do? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
It's more mental than it is anything. Can you remain calm? I can't put enough emphasis on, you know, being able to absorb that adrenaline dump and remain calm. You've got to learn how to do that, and your training and conditioning should put you in circumstances that generate that type of adrenaline, and so you can know what it feels like and get used to understanding what it's going to take to control it and use it to your advantage.
Right.
But when you're ambushed, unless you have, you know, counter ambush training, you are going to get caught flat footed, but you don't have time to stand there and worry about getting caught flat footed. You know, recognize the fact you got caught flat footed and move out.
That's and I don't know if you study this or not, but it seems like a lot of people, when they hear gunshots, the first thing they seem to be doing is looking around going, is that real? Are those real gunshots? Looking around instead of starting to make some sort of plan to figure out, okay, that's coming that way, so I'm going that way. Instead of doing that, they're like, is that real? This is the unconditioned mind trying to deal with the unfolding situation, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And it's just not having any exposure to it.
Right.
You know, it's like I spoke to earlier, you know, mankind is inherently violent, and we entertain ourselves with violence on all levels, but dig this. A lot of people have never been in a set of circumstances where they have witnessed actual violence. You see what I mean?
I do.
So it's kind of like, wow, did I just see that? Did that just really happen?
Yeah, actual violence. It has a tendency to not be cut away from on it. Like, you know, you'll see something that's like, oh, my God, did you see that? But they cut away from it so fast you don't get to sit back there and sort of behold the result of that violence. They've moved on to the next scene.
So, exactly.
Yeah, there's no way to get conditioned to that except to, unfortunately, be exposed to it.
It's just a horrible thing, you know. It's one of those. I'll give it to you in a military perspective. Okay.
Sure.
There's, in order to be, just for example, the consummate soldier, the consummate combat arms soldier, infantry, 11 Bravo, 11 Bullet Catcher, whatever you want to call them, and that's your gig, warfare,
right.
And you study warfare for your entire career. Okay? Well, one would want to apply themselves and perform well and achieve their goals and, you know, get promoted along those lines and have a successful career. However, What's the flip side of the coin? What are you preparing for? War. Well, nobody wants war. But in order, you know, there's a bunch of sayings out there, but in order to enjoy peace, you have to prepare for war. And it's a continual thing because it's cyclic. You know, human beings are cyclic.
Yep.
You know, it's got to be managed. Military's got to be managed. Everything's, all of it. But the cool thing about it is, as an individual, what I try to do, and there's, this is a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. Okay, what I try to do is show people, kind of give them the 8x10 glossy on what all is out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a lot more moving parts to being a warfighter or a gunfighter than, you know, initially meets the eye.
Well,
especially if you want to be a professional at it.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time, so we will have to definitely pick this up. For more information like this, go to combatspeed.com. Go find a Dave, Super Dave class. Go, he's getting ready to go do his trainer cadre class in Michigan later on this month, which I'm looking forward to that after
I review. Tomorrow morning.
There you go. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
No sweat. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Roger that.
All right,
my regards to the Bald Eagle. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Tom Knighton. From BearingArms.com, this is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.